Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? How is everyone doing today? So, in terms of updates, I mean, I have a lot of updates. This is technically what this episode is going to be in terms of like my planty updates. So this episode is going to be part two of last week's episode where I talked about prepping my plants and the physical move. And then now I'm sort of talking about, you know, exactly what I'm doing to bring them back. But in terms of other updates, I decided to go visit Gully's Greenhouse here in Fort Collins. It's about 6 miles down the road for me, literally like straight shot down the road, and it is dangerous. They do 10% off for students every Tuesday, and I think vets and military and stuff like that, so it's so dangerous. But I went there because obviously I had to get rid of a ton of my plants for when I did the move, and so I wanted to, you know, buy something else and add it to my collection. So I bought myself just a good old fashioned green pothos, you know, good old reliable right there. I also really love golden pothos, Epipremnum aureum. They're so pretty. I know people are like, oh, they're so basic, but like, it's a good reliable grower, right? We can all agree on that. If you ever wanted plants, like, it's a good plant to have. I also finally got myself a lipstick black pagoda plant, and I've been wanting this plant forever, but I didn't want to buy it online. I always checked my local nurseries out, and also checked out like small, around the country, grow shops. And for a while I just couldn't find it, at least not at a price that I wanted it at, but I finally found one here and it's beautiful. I am so excited. So if anyone has tips on how to grow the black pagoda lipstick plant, please let me know. I kind of have an idea, so we'll see how it goes. But you know, I'm slowly, very, very slowly building up my collection again. I need to get some grow lights for my front room where I have most of my plants, just because I have one window and my cats like jumping on that window. Yeah, it's great. If you saw my story this past week, there was one story where I posted that my one cat has multiple times jumped into the window, knocked over plants, and finally knocked over my entire shelf. I had to clean up one of my shelves, at least. I had to clean up everything. It was awful. I was so mad at him. So I'm going to grab some grow lights for there and probably resituate my plants a little bit. I did end up moving all of the shelves down and gave them a space, but that didn't stop them from like sort of trying to figure out kind of walking around the ledge, but I don't know. We'll see. I might put a bigger plant, a couple, like two bigger sized potted plants next to each other where they keep trying to move over, just so I can be like, nope, you can't go here. Not enough room. So we'll see. Also, there's a little shop here called Palmer's Flowers. It is a florist. It's not a houseplant shop. But I mean, obviously they have like the more common houseplants that you would find, that, you know, like pothos, peace lilies, those kinds of plants. And I interviewed with them and they hired me on the spot. So I am now a flower processor for Palmer's Flowers and I'm so super excited. It's not exactly 100% what I'm doing with my research at school, but it's still in the industry and that's all I really wanted. I have applications sent out for a whole bunch of other places, but I'm going to deny all of them because they hired me on the spot and everything. They're guaranteeing me 20 hours a week, which is what I want right now. Well, what I want for when I'm in school. I'm going to see if I can do more while I am before school, before like my stipends kicks in, my student loans kick in and everything like that. So I am very, very excited for that. It's basically, I don't do any like the decorating or whatnot, but like, I handle all the plants. I drive down to Denver and pick them up, which I'm super excited for. Any excuse to go to Denver and bring them back up here. I'll also drop them off for events and for even weddings. And I'm so excited to go see like flowers in in a wedding aspect, because I've always enjoyed plants in weddings. And some of the places that she told me, like, yeah, we'll take him, like, to Aspen and stuff like that. I'm like, ooh, this would be a great way to see the rest of the state. I am so, so, so excited. And it's Sprinter vans, so it's not, you know, a dreadful car to drive after having to drive a 16-foot U-Haul with a trailer attached to it. So I pretty much feel like I can handle anything. So with that being said, let's talk about what I'm currently doing to reacclimate my plants. So, well, now that they're situated in their spots, I don't have to do much, thankfully. Obviously, water them when they need it and stuff like that. And it's, you know, if you have had plants for a while, you've kind of figured out what plants look like when they need water. I'm not the kind of person that waters plants on a schedule. Every single day, I look at them and really briefly and, you know, see. You can usually tell by their leaves, depending on the plant, if they're going to need water. Once a week, I'll do, like, an in-depth, like, going through, checking them out. But, like, you know, every day as I pass them, I'll take a look multiple times a day. Maybe they need water, maybe they don't. And you can obviously tell by the sheen or by the perkiness of the leaves. So that's how usually I do my waterings. But when I got here, there was a couple plants that I really needed to soak. And so I went ahead and soaked it. It's a lot drier here, so a lot of the plants are going to need a lot more water frequently. I am going to eventually put up my humidifier. I'm going to find a little table for that. But as for right now, we're just going to go with just constant water if they need it. All of my plants are currently sat in front of a window. So my big window that I have in the front room, that's an east-facing window. And more often than not, it is sunny here. So they get a lot of good indirect light. And then the rest of the day, bright light, bright indirect, pretty much. But they're right underneath the window for the most part, at least a good chunk of my plants. So I do still want to get, what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to get a lamp. Because we don't have a lot of overhead lighting, and I also don't like overhead lighting personally, so I'm going to get a lamp, and I'm going to attach a grow light bulb to it. I wrote down the light bulb specifications that Matthew spoke about in Plant Daddy podcast, so I'm going to look for those light bulbs. If you're interested in those, let me know. I can send you what the specifications are, and, you know, find a lamp and just attach that light bulb, and boom, grow light for cheap. So I'm going to do that for the east-facing window. And then the rest of my windows, so one in my bedroom and one in the office, those are north-facing windows. But it's so bright here that, and so there's usually so much sun that I don't think they're going to need supplemental lighting, which to me is insane. Because in Syracuse, when my plants were in a north-facing window, I needed a lot of supplemental lighting. So what I'm going to do for now is kind of just watch the plants, especially the ones in the office, because I have more plants in the office than I do in my bedroom right now. As I get my bedroom in order, I'm going to add more plants to there. I want a Monstera in there, so we'll see. But a lot of the Facebook pages that I'm part of now, strictly for Colorado or North Colorado, Fort Collins area, a lot of people are saying that they don't really need extra grow lights in north-facing windows just because of how much sun Fort Collins gets, or Colorado gets in general. So I'm going to try my best to not put the north-facing plants in grow lights, because they're right next to the window. I don't have to worry about them. They're either on the ledge, or my desk has a little shelf in it, if you saw the picture on my Instagram, and they're in full view of the window. So I'm not going to add supplemental lighting to them. I think they're going to be okay. But the ones in my living room, I am going to add some supplemental lighting at some point, just, you know, just in case, right? So now, some of my plants, I think I mentioned last week, got cold damage. I tried my best to revive them, if you will. I'm also at a stage in my life, in my plant collection, that I'm just like, well, it's dead. Toss it. Especially if it's a more common plant that I can find easily anywhere. Like, I had a Phalaenopsis orchid. Every single leaf got cold damage and all just fell off. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. I can find another Phalaenopsis really easily if I really want another orchid. I have a Bulbophylla, I think it is called, that did get some cold damage as well, but it looks like it's recovering well. We've had a lot of days in the last week that I've been here that were high, mid to high 60s, sometimes even low 70s. So I think that's helping out a lot as well, as well as providing enough light for them and making sure that it's well watered. Now, as I've had a week here, I did have some plants that did not make it. My philodendron jungle boogie not made it. The leaves got ripped off somehow, and then I felt the stem and it was mushy. I don't know how it got rotted, but it did. So I got rid of it. And I checked, the cats did not pee in it. We're good. But it did not do well, so I tossed that. This one hurt a little bit. My Hoya macrophylla variegata marginata. Hoya macrophylla marginata variegata. My variegated macrophylla. Every single stem dried up and browned. I thought I watered it a ton, and I did, and I watered it once we got here, but it just did not survive. Unfortunately, all of the leaves dropped off. Some of them were broken because the cats sat on them. Oh, the cats sat on them. I was so mad. But yeah, that broke off and just dried up. And like, I was checking the stems and literally every single stem just broke off. Every single vine just withered. So I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna toss it. That's one nowadays that I can find a lot easier than other Hoyas. So I was like, I'm not too worried about that one. That's fine. Now that I got a job, I can definitely purchase another one. So look out for another one. But some of my plants are doing very, very well. I have a Jaden Pearl's Pothos that's like, that wasn't doing well for a while, but all of a sudden, tons of new growth, really vibrant foliage. I'm really excited. My Monstera Ciltapicana is finally growing again. Mind you, I forgot I had this plant when I was at my sister's. And when I first got to my sister's in July, I left all my plants underneath until I could figure out a place to put them. And I realized when I went to go clean out that area before I left, I left the pot of Ciltapicana out there. And mind you, it was dropping to the high 20s or the low 30s at night. And not a ton of light, not a ton of sun, and it was getting drenched, but it held on. It was doing well. So this Ciltapicana, real rugged, really great. My Philodendron Brantianum cutting that I have is not making it, but luckily I did take cuttings before I left and before I give away the big plant. So some of those cuttings are going to a friend, but I'm going to keep probably one or two cuttings and pot them in the same pot and just hope for the best. But I think that my initial plant cutting that I took, granted the leaves are a little busted, a lot of the vines broke off that I had because it was pretty long. I think it'll recover, so we'll do our best with that one. My Philodendron Gloriosum, now for some odd reason, everyone else that I know, like Stacia, Nikki, Matthew, they're like, golden child is the Gloriosum, and I get it, but for some odd reason my Gloriosum does not like me. I've had really measly leaves growing, and this entire trip it didn't do so hot, so I have a bag over it right now. I gave it a little bit of a watering, like when I say a little bit, like I splashed some water on top of it because it still had some decent water in it, but I figured what I'm going to do is I'm going to add some water and then put a bag over it so it increases the humidity. And I also blow into the bag every couple of days when it starts to deflate, because it's not like really tied onto the pot. I kind of just like looped it and then did like a slip knot with the bag. I don't have it actually physically tightened up. So, you know, there is still some air exchange, but it is increasing humidity in there. So I don't know how long I'll have it in there for, but once I start seeing new growth and good substantial growth, I think that's when I'll take the bag off. But that might take a month or two, so we'll see how that goes. I'm thinking that once the summer or springtime hits here, it'll do a lot better. It'll grow really, really fine. My Monstera Peru is kicking off really well. She's doing the damn thing. Still growing a ton. I'm going to have to clip her back and take some cutting soon, just so I have room. And Steven at one point from Plant Daddy Podcast said he would take some cuttings. I still haven't heard from him. I told him I am ready to take it whenever you are, but I'm not going to force him into taking cuttings if he doesn't want them, because you know how he, what kind of plants he likes. And I'm sure Matthew has a Monstera Peru as well, so I, you know, worse comes to worse, but I do need to trim him up as sometime soon. So that'll be probably the project in the next couple of weeks, is trim him up and propagate. And I'll probably send him to my friend who was on the show, Katie Gillis, because I like giving her plants. I really do. I've sent her so many plants already. And then Katie Mack has been sort of getting plants through Katie, through me. And so, you know, I would tell Katie G, like, hey, here's some plants. Give some to Katie Mack too. So eventually. So I'll probably take quite a bit of cuttings from this plant, because, yeah, she growing. I could probably easily take at least 6 separate node cuttings and grow them. So I'm probably going to do that. Oh, my Hoya Sunrise, I have that growing in. It fell out. It fell out of the pot. I don't know how. So I cut them off to where it was still green growth and put them in a little box with sphagnum moss in it just to reroot it, and then I'll repot that one at some point. I also did that with my Melanochrysum. So when I got my Melanochrysum from Danny, who is Plantyhose on Instagram, it was beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous, but it did not like the trip. So it dropped all of its lower leaves and it started growing new leaves. And I said to myself, cool, I'm going to cut it and I'm going to propagate it. The only issue was I wanted to wait until I got here. So it was this like almost like a foot and a half, 2 feet of just bare stem, and then like a little tuft of leaves, and it was growing new leaves. So I cut that top part off and I am propagating that, and I'm going to repot that at some point. And then I took a bunch of stem cuttings and put them in a little box as well. I ordered takeout just for this and created a little propagation boxes with sphagnum. So those are currently sitting in the north-facing windowsill. Those might take a really long time, just because it's not the warmest, it's not the sunniest, but there's still a lot of light, so it might still work out. And the addition of the humidity should help grow it. So basically, what I'm doing is either letting the plants just acclimate, letting them sit, do the thing, or I am cutting things up, I am propagating, or I'm throwing things out. The plants that got damaged, I took out whatever was damaged. Like, if you saw my one story, my Anthurium clarinervium, it had such beautiful leaves, but I don't know what happened. Something snapped all of the leaves off except for one that's partially dying. So I have it in a window. I'm probably going to move it into... Oh, look, they're doing construction. Keeping that in. I'm keeping that next to a window. I'm probably going to move it into the office and put a bag over it as well, just so I can add more humidity to it. So we'll see. But yeah, so far that's all I'm doing with my plants is resuming care in an appropriate manner and then letting them acclimate to their new environment here in sunny Colorado. Except right now it's a little overcast. There's some blue sky, but probably in the next hour or so it'll be sunny again, so I'm not too worried. Alright, so if you have any questions or if you want to connect, go ahead and follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast, or send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You could also head to anchor.fm/theplantnet to either subscribe to the show. You can also donate to it if you are so inclined. I believe I set up some form of like just one-time payment thing. You don't need to like pay a monthly thing. I was thinking about doing a Patreon, but I was like, I don't do enough content, I think, to have a Patreon, or at least I'm not as involved with it. It's fine. But that's a great way to support me if you'd like, because then that also means I can get more plants, because then I can talk more about it and do technique stuff and experiments and stuff like that. You could also head to my merch shop, which you'll find in my Instagram, and you'll also find it in the show notes. And you can also rate, review, and subscribe, and share the show with people. So we can add more people to the plant fam, all right? Well, that's it for this week. Hope to share more with you next time. Bye! The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.